So I'm thinking over the weekend, there's some life lessons here and also some great lessons and opportunities for your team. I go back to the, you know, first and foremost, especially when you're on the road in conference play, is so important to get off to the good start and get the win on Friday. And a couple of things stood out. You did that, but also the fact that Drake Fellows was struggling early, but as we've talked about, he fought through that part, and so it was a nice win for your program to start the series.
It was, because that first inning was very difficult. He walked bases loaded, and we only gave up one run, so we were very fortunate to get through that. We made some nice defensive plays, really, that allowed us to stay out of trouble and harm's way, and then we responded pretty well ourselves later on in the game. So, yeah, that was good. I think that was what I was most proud about, is he just settled down and kept us in the game until he got to the sixth, and in the sixth, and Hugh Fisher took the ball, and then Tyler Brown. But I thought he's a kind of a bend but not break guy, and he certainly did that on that night.
In the second game, everything was going along nice and smoothly, and then it seemed like the wheels fell off. A&M took advantage of some opportunities, some control issues, three walks, hit by pitch. And then the bottom line is Texas A&M trailing by five, tied it up, and then won it in the ninth. What was that feeling like? Did you get a chance to – what did you actually say to your players after the game when it looked like your team was going to take a 2-0 advantage in the series?
The feeling, it's getting punched below the gut, I think, is the feeling that all the guys had, because you have a game in the balance. But, you know, as we learned, and as you said from the top of the show, you learn a lot that, you know, there's no such thing as a game that's over until it's over, especially in this conference. You've seen it flip too many times. But when you put yourself in harm's way and you place runners, and we've done that a couple times this year, it's bit us. And, you know, when you walk three players, you hit a guy, wild pitch, I mean, that's not responsible baseball, and we did that, and we placed runners for them, and because of that, all those runners scored. So they tied the game up. We made a tough decision in the outfield, diving after a ball that got by us to the fence, and then we had an opportunity in the ninth ourselves when we loaded the bases with one out, but two hitters struck out. So, you know, we had our chances. We just didn't finish it. And that happens. It's unfortunate, but we'll move from there.
You know, from a mental standpoint, even when things start to go against you, you know, even when Vanderbilt still has the lead in that situation in the eighth, but you also, it's such a natural thing to do as a human, I don't care what situation you're in, is, I wouldn't say necessarily panic, but, you know, a little bit, you're certainly not as confident and comfortable as you were, you know, 20 minutes earlier. And so it comes down to maybe sometimes trying to do too much, trying to bail the team out, trying to be whatever. But I still go back to the fact that this is a great opportunity moving forward. And this is when I go down that path as far as life lessons, because everybody's going to experience more than one of these days in the future. And it's how you deal with it moving forward.
Well, that's right. I mean, you're right. And that's what we talked about the very next day. And we never really got rolling the next day, but I could sense that there was a hangover effect to that particular game. It just makes sense. But we never really able to rebound the very next day. Their pitcher really, really pitched well and kind of settled this down. So, you know, that's the way we started the season, but, you know, that's part of it. You're not going to go unscathed in this particular conference. It's just a very difficult conference. That pitching staff that Texas A&M has is special. I mean, that's a pitching staff that we knew hadn't been scored upon a lot, and because of that, they've got a chance to do some special things towards the end of the year. Now, offensively, I think we're a really good team, But at the same time, pitching sometimes supersedes hitting, and that's what it did this past weekend.
You know, I know in like in other sports, say in, say, college basketball, you treat like instead of a full 40 minutes, you treat the game like in segments, like the final 5 minutes or whatever. And with the season, you know, it's so many, you know, it's a long season. It spreads out over several months. Do you look at it as now just a new week of opportunity? I know everybody always talks about, well, it's the next game in this case is Belmont. But is it also a point where you break it down week by week basis as well?
Yeah, I just think that when you experience something like that, it serves as a huge motivator. It's a motivator to always get better, but I think we react quickly to our losses, and that's just human nature, and that's the way it always will be. And I don't think it's bad, Johnny, right now for Vanderbilt to get punched in the face. You know, it's not a bad thing. I mean, we got a lot to – we knew as a coaching staff, and I would think the players did that – you know, we've got a long way to go to reach our full potential. And that's a very broad statement, but it's true that we can see the warts on our team that need to continue to grow. And when you have them, they get exposed when you're playing a very good team. So that's okay. You know, you understand that, but sometimes it you need as a player to get rattled a little bit before you take an intentional look at who you are and what you need to do in order to prove your game, and this certainly helps.
And I look at, you know, you brought it up because I was going to bring it up myself. You know, when you look at the final results yesterday, it did certainly look like the Saturday had a carryover effect because of uncharacteristically of your team this year. You know, your team had four errors yesterday. You know, there's sometimes you can't do anything about when you're facing a good pitcher who's hot and who's, in this case, Texas A&M was dominant yesterday in their pitching. I get all that. But does this mean your team is going to be a little bit angrier this year about how things played out over the weekend in a good way?
I have no idea. We'll see. I think the biggest thing is just got to stay centered on getting better. I think that's really all we need to do right now. And need to bounce back from that. I mean, I've seen a lot of the kids today, and they're doing their strength and conditioning. They've been on the field. They're doing things on their own because this is typically an off day. But, you know, when you get in the season, there's no such thing as an off day. So they've been doing their thing, and there's some urgency to what they're doing. And, you know, hopefully we'll play a little bit better. But we kind of got what we deserved. Yesterday was a tough day for us, and as you mentioned, we didn't – it's the first time we really collapsed defensively. It was unfortunate because Kumar Rocker pitched very, very well. He didn't deserve what he got. But there again, where pitchers may have put some people on base on Saturday, our infielders did that on Sunday, and it bit us.
I don't know if you had a chance to look at the full results of how everybody played out as far as conference play, but you know, a couple of things stood out to me. It just goes to show you better be ready to go, especially when you're on the road. Three of the four teams playing at home have swept their opponents. Two of the three went 2-1, including two Texas A&M over Vanderbilt. But with a couple of exceptions, the home teams certainly ruled the five of these seven series over the weekend.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it is. It's very difficult to play at someone else's ballpark, especially now. And I just think with the evolution of the league and the progression of the league, it's very difficult to win in someone else's yard. And, you know, Mississippi State looks like they played well against Florida, but it's tough. It's just a tough league.
Tim, is it very important for you this week to set the tone, knowing, first of all, you're playing a non-conference matchup with Belmont, but you're not playing at home. You're playing over at First Tennessee Park, home of the Nashville Sounds. But also, you've got instead of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday series with the Florida Gators, it's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday series this week.
Yeah, I just think those aren't, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it jumps on you quick in terms of preparation and so on. And being very deliberate in what you do with the boys because, you know, they got to get back on their feet again. I mean, Florida's got a midweek game too. So it's just part of it. I think the biggest thing is just our preparation for tomorrow night. I mean, Belmont beat us up pretty good last year at First Tennessee. So this is a great opportunity to play at a pro ballpark. But I think more than anything, it's just the opportunity just to to play better and just start feeling good about ourselves. I think that's the most important part, to get that weekend over with and start moving forward with what we're doing.
And Tim, this is one of those situations, you know, with what happened where, it, like I said, it looked like everything was going your way on Saturday in the second game. And look, everybody's listening right now. At some point or another in their lives, they experience these things, you know, especially from a professional standpoint. You know, what's the best advice you can, not only do you give your team, but individuals that may be listening when they've encountered something like that, when it looked like they had everything in hand and everything was going smoothly? It could have been on a sales presentation or whatever, and then everything falls apart. What's the best advice you would give them and give your players in this case?
Well, I don't know if I'm not that kind of guy, but I just think that's what makes it so important, is just staying very centered on what you're doing right now. I mean, it's like our own health. You know, we can work out, we feel really good about what we're doing, then all of a sudden, boom, we get hit with something, and you think, geez, you know, I had this all, you know, I felt good about where I was going. And I think that's just life in a nutshell. And I think that's the thing about baseball, is, I don't want to get philosophical, but there's a lot of things that happen in baseball that you end up seeing in life, and that parallel life. And this is just one of them. I mean, you never have anything in hand. I think, I don't want to be negative, but you're always like a person sitting in a two-legged chair. You know, you just got to keep it balanced. And if you get back on all four legs, then you're too relaxed. If you fall back, well, we know what happens. We fell back on Saturday. And I just think it's a balancing act, and just trying to stay as centered as you possibly can while enjoying the experiences that you have while you're going through them, because these are enjoyable experiences. These will help shape a lot of these kids as they start to move forward. So it is a game. It's one that we take seriously because we spend and invest so much time in it. It's not life or death, but at the same time, we do spend a lot of time. So there's a lot of emotion and passion that goes into this. So they do hurt, you know, they do hurt. And that's a good thing. If you're really into something, you should feel something. You should feel a little bit of pain that's associated with it. And, but as you said, they're all learning lessons for us, so we'll bounce back.
All right, Tim, I don't want to end on looking at what happened on Saturday, Sunday, so give me the most positive thing that happened with regards to your team over the last four games.
We landed safely at the airport last night, Johnny. That's all that matters. You know, you don't take that for granted either. You go up
in Amen,
the,
brother.
You go up in the air, you want to land, and we landed, and we're back home. And I see my field today. So another day. We're excited about that. And I mean that.
Don't ever, ever lose that sense of humor, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. Hey.